Hi everyone, it's Marlin Anderson here. I know it's been a while, but welcome to the next episode of Conscious Conversations. Now, a lot has happened, which is why I had to take some time out. I moved, my car set on fire, everything was just getting on top of me, and then Christmas came, worst time of year for me, grief, mum's death anniversary, baby Constie's death anniversary, and I was just, darkness came upon me, you know, and I feel like I only just got out of it like a few weeks ago. It was the eclipse. Everything in astrology was so weird, backwards, retrograde, and I took a big hit. I think this was probably the biggest ego death that I've had. When I say ego death, ego shedding. A lot of rebirth has happened in the past, what were we, December, January, February, March, yeah, past 4 to 5 months, so much shedding. I feel like a brand new person, brand new wisdom, even more authenticity, coming from a place of knowing, so that now I can educate you guys. So it was worth the wait, and I'm having guests on, and I'm back to doing it, guys. I'm back for you all, because you all love this podcast, and I know it can be hard. It's the single mum life too. I'm not using that as an excuse, but shit's just been wild. So just here to tell you that, yeah, I'm back, honeys, and I'm going to be giving you even more of a DL, a download on everything that's been going on. So in this episode, I'm going to just be talking about kind of my life today and where I'm at, because I think a lot of us like to hear people's stories and spiritual stuff and whatnot, but there's something that I want to focus on, and it's when everything around us falls apart and we think that that's the end. Yet in fact, that is a catalyst to our deepest initiation and the best version of ourselves. Now, I had things literally falling apart around me, relationships, confrontations, work was being super strange, everything was quiet, old emotions were coming up, nothing was going right. God, my car even fucking blew up. And then the hire car that I was given whilst BMW were investigating, someone crashed into that outside the gym. Like, you couldn't write what's been going on with me. And I've still put on a brave face, still been trying to help and create videos. But you know, this has just been transformational. I'm actually sat here whilst they're naps upstairs. But anyway, all of this was going on, things were just falling apart, but I had to just keep my cool. My best friend Carolina, she's been freaking amazing. She's held me together, she supported me, and she's just been like, this is the breakthrough, you know? This is where the breakthrough happens. And so if you relate to this, and you feel like you're being initiated and just constantly being tested, it's because you've got one foot in your old life still. Your unconscious beliefs are still playing out right in front of you. Your old programming. And this is what was happening to me. Even though I've had this awakening and it's been pretty much 2 years since, there was still part of me running off old belief systems. And spirit was like, or universe or source, whatever you want to call it, was like, huh? No, we want all of you, and we're going to show you. We're going to take away everything to give you nothing so you can understand what it feels like to just be. Because safety comes from you, nothing external. And so Zaya went on holiday with her dad for a week, okay? I was like, fuck, all of this shit's been happening and I'm going to be alone. And he picked her up and I cried. I was like, this is awful. The mother wound has been the strongest narrative these past few months for me. Obviously, haven't addressed it completely, done the best to my ability, but there are loads of things that we push down, right? And so she's gone and I just burst into tears. And I was like, what am I going to do? My whole life is for her. Bingo, there we go. Universe put me in a position to be alone on my own for a week, right? And oh my God, I changed. 1 week on my own, I broke it. Broke that safety mechanism of even using Zaya as a boat of safety. Imagine I'm in the ocean and the boat is my safety, right? Whether that's your mum, whether that's cocaine, whether that's shopping, there's always a boat. We always have a boat because we feel safe. We go to the ocean, we swim, but we go back to the boat. I didn't have a boat, right? The boat went. And it taught me that the boat is me, the root chakra. So Kundalini, thanks for opening up all my fucking higher chakras and delving into the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, the third eye, the fucking crown. But the root? Like, I thought I had that unlocked. No, honey. The root is the most important. It's a stable foundation. Our reasoning for being on this earth, our purpose, our home, our safety, our security. And if you've had a childhood like mine and a lot of grief in your life, you feel like that can just be taken from you. And that showed up in all my relationships the past few months, work, other things, things just being taken from me. And I was like, what's going on? It's because that's all I knew. So I felt through the pain. I understood the lesson I was given. And then bam, the day before Zaya came back, I had Cambo. Fucking amazing. The Cambo Clinic. Insane. Her name's Claire. I highly recommend her. The Cambo Clinic changed the game. It basically picked up the residue that I was hanging on to. Mind, body, spirit, physical purge. I felt fucking reborn. Easter came early a week for me. Trust me, they got the dates wrong this year. They're telling you all that Easter was on is in this week coming. No. Easter for me was the Monday just gone. That was my resurrection. I feel like I've stepped into a different version of me, a different timeline of me. Complete madness. And I didn't think it was possible to feel happy again. Like with the Kundalini awakening, there's so much darkness, and then there's so much periods of happiness and light and love and joy, and then fucking bam, you're back in the dark again. And I thought, another dark night of the soul? Surely not. Yeah, it was. And I can see that now. But I can see why. The universe just wanted me to be in the highest potential. Like I even went to my old gym, and three people came up to me like saying, oh, there's some gossip about you and random shit. Like I don't ever have gossip about me unless it's online and it's just old people from another lifetime ago and they've got nothing better to do. But I don't do much nowadays. Like I work, I'm a mum, I have my close-knit friends, like the closest circle. So for there to be fucking gossip is just fucking crazy, right? And it was like, and I left the gym overwhelmed. I was like, I need to quit the gym. Like that's just the same old shit. Like I need to move out, I need to go somewhere else. Because I don't, my vibration, my energy doesn't align with this anymore. And even a close family member cut herself off from me. Like, so a lot of things have just been going on, a lot of purging and deleting out of my life so I can step into that person. And that was where the resistance was coming from me. Like, we think the unconscious is safety because that's all we know. That's how we repeat the same patterns and the same cycles, because we just step into that safety net. Right, the boat's there, we go back to the same fucking boat. Nah, we need to swim to the middle of the ocean and sit with that feeling. And that's exactly what I did. And I've come out the other side, and all of these opportunities and new things, and the way that I feel, the energy, the mindset, it's like bam. I'm not going to use a term enlightened, because I truly think that everyone is always going to be on this journey, but I feel like I've shifted a lot, like the most I have ever shifted during this Kundalini awakening. And I feel ready to serve on a larger scale now. Like I have this huge sense of knowing and intuition. And if you're listening and you feel stuck and you feel like you're being tested, listen, ride it out, because it couldn't have got any worse than me. And I did. And I'm sat here and I'm telling you, it gets better. In fact, you need to take the foot out of your old life, because I know that you're listening to this and you're like, but I'm trying. You need to step into the new version of yourself. You need to just do it wholeheartedly, all of you. Don't leave any part of you in the old life anymore. Because if you're wanting this new life, this abundance, the work, the career, the money, the relationships, whatever you want that sets you free, you're not going to get it if your body can't hold it. Remember, our body, our nervous system, has become so dysregulated through what we have gone through that we can say we want something, like I want to have this, etc. We won't get it because our unconscious is battling with our conscious, and the body isn't able to hold what we're wanting because it's so fucking dysregulated. So keep working on yourself, keep pushing through, but take that leap of faith. Like you have to fucking surrender and trust, like truly surrender and trust. Otherwise, you're just going to be static and in the same position. And your higher self knows, right? This isn't bullshit. I promise you, you truly know that you've walked this path before and you're going to always be okay. Look for the evidence that you're going to be okay. In the darkest moments, I looked for evidence, the smallest bits of evidence and gratitude that I was going to be okay. That's all I had, man. And I like added it up. Like I'd have a hot chocolate and I'm like, this is so nice. And like, I'm grateful. Look, I've got hot chocolate still. I know that sounds pathetic, but the smallest things, you just look for evidence, okay? But anyway, I thought I'd do just a little mini short episode for you guys, because I know you'll miss me. And just know that you're never going to be alone. That root chakra is where stability is needed. Okay, safety is in you. I want you to repeat that. Safety is within me, because that's what it boils down to. Nothing outside of ourselves can make us feel safe unless we are safe within. Anyway, I have a whole new website launching. I'm having a whole rebrand, etc. And so I'm going to be doing live meditations and a lot of meditations, and I'm going to be releasing them on YouTube, Spotify. I'm also doing one-to-one mentoring, but taking on only a few. So the link is going to be in my podcast bio or on my socials. If you want to book in, send me a DM. I'm excited because this next step for me is just talking. I signed with a new speaking agency. I'm just so excited. I'm going to be advertising my first abroad retreat very soon, so keep your eyes out. Another day retreat as well with Rise Up, and then separate speaking events where you can come and just listen out to what I'm talking about. Basically, conscious conversations on tour. So you can see me in person, because let's be honest, I'm so over this online stuff sometimes. I just want to meet you all in person. I fucking want to meet you all of you, because the messages I get are insane. But how sick would the energy be in person? If you resonate and if you love the stuff that I'm putting out, please just message me. Drop me a message, because I literally sit there in the evening Wednesday trying to get sleep, and I scroll and I read the messages, and it just gives me so much warmth, and it makes me want to carry on what I'm doing. It motivates me. And if you want to reach out for a one-to-one, drop me a message. I'm so like open to helping. I can't wait, because everyone is ascending. People are waking up to themselves. Remember, waking up is waking up to the reality of who they always were. Okay. And you're not alone in this journey. I want to provide you with awakening guidance and support and healing support, and show you the method that will never work. The method of just being you, your authentic self. Sending you so much love and hugs and warmth. And just know that you're safe. Bye-bye.